我们先有点祷告。
Let's begin with a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
每一次来到你的面前，我们里面总是满了喜乐。
Every time when we come before you, we're full of joy.
因为你的同在，叫我们是何等的来承受你各样的祝福。
Because in your presence, you cause us to receive all kinds of blessings.
从起初你造人的时候，你就已经定义要把你的所有做人的产业。
And when you created man, you've already determined to give what you have to, for as inheritance of man.
我们失落了，你来寻找，还是要把我们带回你最初的安排。
And when we fell, you came to seek us to bring us back to your original will.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
晚上我们再次到你面前来读诗篇的时候。
This evening, when we come back and read your psalms again.
求你借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，来把我们里面的光景带到一个非常明亮的地步。
May you use the spirit of wisdom and revelation to bring our inner being to be illuminated.
当你的话语一打开的时候，就让我们看见光。
And when your words are opened up, you cause us to see light.
在你心思里面所有的等候，你叫我们这些在地上仍然活着等候你回来的人都有反应。
And for those of us who are still alive on earth and waiting for your return, may you cause us to
resonate with your waiting. 你把他们挽回。
The Israelites, they went astray and you restore them.
教会赶不上你的心思，你仍然是一样的扶持我们，要叫我们回到你心思里。
And when the church falls short of your will, you continue to sustain us, to bring us back to your will.
主啊，我们到你面前来的时候，求你赏给我们众人都有一个相同的心思。
And Lord, when we come before you, give us the same heart.
就是仰望主，你伸出手来，把我们众人从愚昧无知散漫的里边带回到你的面前，也伏在你的权柄底下。
Which is to bring us back from a foolishness and ignorance and to bring us back under your authority.
认定你是我们的主。
And to be assured that you are our Lord.
我们确定是拣选你做我们追求的目的和方向。
And we are convicted you are the goal and the direction of our pursuit.
晚上我们读到旧约里头的人在你面前所走过的路。
And this evening, when we read about the people in the Old Testament, the path before you.
我们不能不说神啊，在我们的里面总是有那么个阴影，不随着他们走过的路走，我们就不甘心。
And Lord, we say that we have this shadow in our heart that we are not willing to not walk on the same path.
主啊，这是我们的无知。
And this is our ignorance.
但愿你恩待我们，把我们带过这些愚昧的遮盖。
And may you have grace upon us so that you will bring us beyond this covering of ignorance.
叫我们从你在历史上面你所做过的事来苏醒我们，叫我们今天能跟上你要我们跟随的。
And that you will awaken us with history so that we can measure up to what you want us to be.
我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
带领我们进入你的话。
May you guide us into your words.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to you and we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.我们感谢主，晚上我们再次回到主的面前来看诗篇。
And we thank the Lord this evening. We are returning to before the Lord to look at the Psalms.
我们上一次是按外面的题目来说，我们是读到81篇了。
According to the topic,
80篇了。
The topics last time we ended with Psalm 80.
但事实上，八十篇 我们只是探了一下。
But actually, we just had a little glimpse of Psalm 80 last time.
因为严格的说起来，八十篇跟上头那两篇是连接起来的。
Because strictly speaking, Psalm 80 is connected with the other Psalms.
因为弟兄姊妹，你还应该还记得的，上次我们一开头的时候所看的就是以色列人在神面前的一点警觉。
And remember, brothers and sisters, remember last time we were looking at a little bit of awakening of the Israelites before God.
因为他们经历了好些难处以后。
Because after they had gone through some difficulties.
我们一再提过，他们所经过的，当时所经过的难处，还不是巴比伦的掳去。
And we mentioned that the hardship they were going through was not because of captivity to Babylon.
那是他们基本上是受着亚述人的搞扰。
And it was basically because of the attack of the Assyrians.
那个时候很早他就把以色列灭掉了。
And long time ago they had destroyed Israel.
然后又把犹大骚扰。
And they continued to disturb Judah.
直至到巴比伦起来以后就把他们掳到巴比伦。
Until Babylon rose up and they took them into captive.
为什么神会让他们经过这样的经历呢？
So why would God let them go through this experience?
当然在神自己的话语的记录上面，神没有让他们迷迷糊糊的被掳去。
And in the recording of God's words, God did not let them to be taken captive without knowing why.
神是非常有机会让他们知道他们所要面对的该是一个什么样的光景。
And God had opportunities to let them know what they were to face.
但是以色列人不理会。
But the Israelites did not understand.
他们还是走自己的路。
They continued to walk their own way.
那结果他们就乐在抵挡神的人，或者说是那些拜假神的人来给他们好大的骚扰。
So at the end, they suffer much from the idol worshippers.
那所以我们从这个七十八篇的里头，我们已经看到以色列人在神面前稍微有点看见。
So in Psalm 78 and 79, we saw that the Israelites had a little bit of insight before God.
看见什么呢？
What did they see?
看见如果我们遭遇各种各样的难处，原因在哪里？
They saw that the reasons they encountered different kinds of hardships, what was the reason behind them?
其实这些原因不是隐藏的。
Actually, these reasons were not hidden.
这些原因神老早就给他们说了。
These reasons were told to them long ago.
但是他们没有放在心上。
But they did not put it in their heart.
现在是真实的接二连三的走过各种各样的难处。
And now they have repeatedly experienced some hardship.
他们开始体会一件事了。
So they began to understand one thing.
体会什么呢？
What is that?
我们的失落。
That our fall.
造成神的名受羞辱。
Causes the name of God to be shamed.
他们看到一件事了。
They saw this one thing.
他们跟神中间那个关系是关联。关联的非常的紧密的。
They saw that their relationship with God was very close.
他们在神面前活得对。
If they lived before God rightly,
神的名就高举。
Then the name of the Lord would be exalted.
外邦人就认识神是该寻求的神。
And the Gentiles would know that God is a God that deserves to be sought out.
但是如果他们走迷呢？
But if they went astray,
最低限度带来一个事实。
At the very least, it will bring out this fact.
他们不以为以色列的神是神。
Then they would not regard the God of Israel as God.
他们确定他们所拜的 外邦的偶像是神。
And they will be convicted that the Gentile gods, they are gods.
那所以他们就常常对着以色列人给他们说一些羞辱神的话。
So they would often say words of insult to the Israel.
那我们在那个七十八、七十九接连下来，你都看到这件事。
And you will see this in Psalm 78 and 79.
这个外面的混乱。
So this confusion on the
outside. 造成神的百姓心思里头非常非常的凌乱。
And caused confusion within the hearts of God's people.
因为神的管教来了。
Because God's discipline appeared.
或者说神放手让他们去承担他们走愚昧的路的结果了。
Or God let them take the responsibility of walking astray.
他们还不知道这是他们自己愚昧所引来的结果。
But they still do not understand that's the result of the own
ignorance. 他们反倒是把那个事情的那个方向扭转一下。
But they turn the situation around.
他们来到神的面前说，神啊，你为什么丢弃我们？
And then they came before God and asked God, God, why do you forsake us?
你为什么来不忘记我们？
Why do you forget us?
忘记我们到这样一个深的地步。
And you forget us to this point.
连别人来霸占你的圣所。
Even when others take over your sanctuary.
让别人来对付属你的人。
And when others come to deal with those who belong to you.
你为什么不出手拯救我们呢？
Why wouldn't you stretch your hands to deliver us?
但是他们知道一件事。
But they know this one thing.
什么事呢？
And what is it?
神应该帮助我们的。
That God should be helping us.
为什么？
And why is that?
我们留意七十九篇。
Let's look at Psalm 79.
第九节那里我们提过了。
Verse 9, which we have mentioned before.
他们祷告了。
They prayed.
他们祷告出一件很重要的事。
And they prayed about this one very important thing.
他们说，拯救我们的神啊。
It says, help us, O God.
求你因你名的荣耀帮助我们，为你名的缘故搭救我们，赦免我们的罪。为何容外邦人说，他们的神在哪里呢？
Verses 9 and 10, help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name, and deliver us and forgive our sins for your namesake. Why should the nations say, where is their God?
你看到这些话，你知道他们里面已经失去了在神面前那个平安喜乐和确定跟随的目的。
And with these words, we can tell that they have lost the peace and joy and the direction of the pursuit before God.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神让他们稍微受了一点的光照。
That God has let them be illuminated.
让他们知道这是我们愚昧的结果，不是神要忘记我们的结果。
So that they know this is a result of their own foolishness. It's not because of God forgetting them.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在以色列人中间有部分的人体会到这一点。
Among the Israelites, there are some who understood
this. 他们就到神面前求，神啊，不要永远忘记我们。我们虽然是愚昧，但是神啊，求你因着你的名和你的荣耀的缘故，你要挽回我们。
So some of them came before God and asked God not to forget them forever and to deliver them because of His own glory and His own namesake.
我们感谢主，我们开始读到那个第三卷的时候，我们已经提到了第三卷里边发表里面的感觉的，都是在圣所里头服侍神的人。
And we mentioned in book 3 what it's expressing.Are those feelings of those who serve in the sanctuary.
他们看到许多的事情了。
And they saw many things.
包括他们自己在里头。
And including themselves.
整个以色列没有真真切切的是跟随神。
That the entire Israel does not follow God truly.
所以那个结果就引出他们心里头的那个混乱 和那个心思上的矛盾。
So as a result, it brings forth the confusion and conflicts in their hearts.
一面知道自己是属神的人。
On one hand, they know they belong to God.
一面又觉得神丢弃了他们。
But on the other hand, they feel that God has forsaken them.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
人可以乐愚昧到这样的一个地步。
That man can be foolish to such a point.
但是神没有放弃他们。
But God has not forsaken them.
那所以我们看到，从八十篇开始，我们看到圣灵带着以神百姓当中的一小部分的人，他们头一件事情就看到了，我们不是几个人在神面前得罪神。我们是全体得罪神。
So in Psalm 80, we see that the Holy Spirit has caused a few to see that not only, only a few has sinned against God, but as an entire Israel, they sinned against God.
那我们既然是全体的就得罪神。
Since we sinned against God as a whole,
我们怎么能回转到神的面前？
And how can we return back to God?
我们凭什么回到神的面前？
And by what can we return to God?
神知道他们的心思。
And God knows of their hearts.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
借着第八十篇。
Through Psalm 80.
就显明了他们受光照的结果。
It tells us the result of them being illuminated.
怎么会引出来的呢？
So what happens is,
引出来他们有这样的心思呢、
What caused their heart to be like this?
因为他们回顾神在他们身上那个带领的历史。
Because they reflect upon the history of God guiding them.
从出埃及开始一直到他们进迦南。
From the time they left Egypt until they entered into Canaan.
全是神的恩典和怜悯来照顾着的。
It was all sustained by God's grace and mercy.
就是上次我们所说，轻的神给他们一些管教，对不起，神就给他们一些恩典来领他们过去。
And just like what we mentioned last time, in terms if we take speak of it lightly, God was giving them grace to guide them ahead.
如果他们是愚昧到比较严重一点的。不就是个别人在那里出事情，整个百姓都在神面前出了难处。
But if they were foolish to a point that not only a few were foolish, but the entire people were foolish,
神就允许更重一点的管教或者鞭打出在他们的。
Then God will allow some discipline or even some chastising upon them.
当他们在受难处受的，自己好像都没办法再继续往前走的时候。
And when they suffer hardship to a point that they did not think they could continue forward.
他们知道要回头过来仰望神。
Then they know they have to turn around to look to God.
所以在第八十篇的里头。
So in Psalm 80.
这个我们上一次也轻轻提了一下。
And last time we have mentioned it briefly.
接连在第八十篇里头，那批以色列人是根据神领他们出埃及的整个的历史，来确定了一件事情：神是我们的拯救。
And the Israelites, it is based on the history of God guiding them out of Egypt that they are convicted that God is the deliverance.
我提弟兄姊妹们，你留意第三节。
Verses, take note of verse
3. 第七节。
And verse 7.
第十九节。
Verse
19. 这三节都是在八十篇里头的。
And these three verses are in Psalm 80.
这三节圣经说什么
What do these three verses talk about?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
是他们要得拯救的路。
This is the way for them to be delivered.
他们一面知道在神面前也求恩典和怜悯。
On one hand, they know to seek after God's grace and mercy.
另一方面要知道我们自己的脚要回到正道。
On the other hand, they know they have to turn the footsteps around to the right path.
所以你留意到在八十篇 不是太长的篇幅，接二连三的提到神啊，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。
So time and time again in this psalm that does not have many words, it says, Oh God, restore us and cause your face to shine upon us and we will be saved.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我个人是非常深信这是圣灵在他们中间的一点的提醒。
And I truly, personally, truly believe this is a reminder of the Holy Spirit to them.
不要再疑惑神放弃你们。
Do not continue to doubt that God has forsaken you.
你们要看见整个的问题不是出乎神，乃是出乎你自己。
And you have to see the problem does not lie with God, but it lies in you.
现在他们在神面前求神给恩典他们回转。
So now they seek after God for His grace to restore them.
他们也深深地知道。
And they deeply know.
当他们回转到神面前去的时候，
When they return back to God,
神就会叫他们看见光。
Then God would cause them to see light.
他们就知道怎样的回转到神的面前。
Then they would know how to return to God.
那这个回转到神面前是什么一回事呢？
So what does that mean by returning to God?
如果你只是看到八十篇，
If you only look at Psalm 80,
你不太有清楚的把握知道叫我们怎么回转，叫我们的脸会发光。
Then you may not know very clearly what does that mean by restoring us and cause your face to shine upon us.
那我们今天晚上就要从八十一篇那里开始留意到这一个事情怎么的在神面前继续的往前行。
So tonight we'll focus on to begin with Psalm 81 to see the development of this matter.
你读八十一篇。
When you read Psalm 81,
你读到八十一篇，他们那个的祷告在神面前的内容就转了方向。
You see the content of the prayer has made a turn.
八十一章以前
，Before Psalm 81,
是在那个贝利神的那种气氛的里头滚来滚去。
That they are making circles in the boundary of being rebellious to God.
现在来到八十一篇的时候。
Now when we come to Psalm 81,
神的光叫他们里头起了变化。
God's light caused some changes in their hearts.
最低限度在心思上面，他们回到神的面前。
At the very least in the mind, they are returning to God.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意，他们怎么会觉得要给带回到神的面前呢？
But just take note of why would they feel that they need to be restored to God?
他们想起神对他们的安排。
They remember God's arrangement for them.
这些安排都是在出埃及的时候就说清楚的了。
And these arrangements were explained very clearly in the time of leaving Egypt.
那是第一节开始就说这样的话。
Beginning with verse 1.
弟兄姊妹，你留意第一节。
But just take note of verse 1.
你们当向神我们的力量大声欢呼，向雅各的神发声欢乐，唱起诗歌，打手鼓，弹琴以色，当在耶朔并约望我们过节的日子吹角。留意了，因为这是以色列定的律例，是雅各神的典章。他去攻击埃及地的时候，在月色中间立此为证。
And we just read from verse 1 to verse 5. Take note of verse 4 and 5. For it is a statue for Israel, an ordinance of God, of the God of Jacob. He established it for a testimony in Joseph.
弟兄姊妹，你看到他们当时就回想到了神给我们有一些的安排和定规。
And just take note that they remember at that time that God has given them some statutes.
如果我们用新约的话来讲，
And using the words from the New Testament,
那就是很简单的一句话。
Simply in some words.
你们不要停止聚会。
Do not forsake gathering together.
好像那停止惯的人。
Like those who have done it as a habit.
就是希伯来书的那句话。
These are the words from the book of Hebrews.
但在这里是 带着实体在那里显明以色列人所受的光照。
And here it brings light into reality about how the Israelites were eliminated by God.
他们常常聚在一起。
They often gathered together.
在各样的节日的里头聚在一起。
For all kinds of festivals, they gathered together.
如果神有什么话要把他这召集他们要他们听听的话呢，他们又聚在一起。
If God has words to say to them, together to the,
together, 你特别注意到
they will gather.
他们在这里说，这是这样的吩咐啊，是神在出以色列的时候，出埃及的时候就给我们的定规。
And they remember these are God'sOrdinances or statutes, even when they were leaving Egypt.
神不是对几个人说这样的定规。
And God did not just say these to a few people.
神是说全体以色列人都在这个定规安排里。
But God said that it is for the entire Israel, the whole Israel.
愿望你要到神面前来聚集。
And when it's new moon, you have to gather before God.
约束也要到神面前来聚集。
And the same way at the full moon.
过节的日子一定要吹角。
For the festivals, you have to blow the trumpet.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当然，一说到吹角，那个范围就更大了。
And of course, when we mention about blowing the trumpet, the
boundary is bigger. 对付敌人的攻击，他们吹角。
And for enemies' attack, they will blow the trumpet.
神有话要宣告，他们要吹角。
And when the word of God to be announced, they will blow the trumpet.
有什么特别的事情他们就吹角。
And if there's any special events, they will blow the trumpet.
吹角的带出的那个事实是什么？
So what are the facts that are brought forth by blowing the trumpet? 全体以色列
人聚在一起。
Is the entire Israel, they will gather together.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以我跟弟兄姐妹一直提到，一转到第三卷的诗篇的时候，你就看到许多的事情从个人转到集体去，就是这样。
And that's why I mentioned to Francis before, when we come to book three, there are a lot of things that would come, turn from being individuals to the corporate body.
但是以色列人当时最难得的是什么？
But what is the most precious among the Israelites at that time?
他们知道，神给他们立下这样的定规，目的在哪里？
That they know the purpose of God giving them these rules or regulations.
你就看底下你就知道。
And if you continue to read on, you'll find out.
因为这些的安排。
And because of all these arrangements.
是为以色列定的。
It's for, it's the, statute for,
是雅各神的典章。
It's statute for Israel, an ordinance for the God of Jacob.
他去攻击埃及及他埃及地的时候，在约瑟中间立此为证。
He established it for a testimony in Joseph when he went throughout the land of Egypt.
那是什么意思？
And what does that mean?
那就是把整个以色列人摆在一个集体里。
Which is to say the entire Israel is put under one body, one corporate.
神要以色列人看见。
And God wants the Israelites
to see. 他们要跟随主进入迦南的话。
If they want to follow God to enter into Canaan.
他们必须活在那个合一里。
They have to live in this oneness.
不是说进迦南，你喜欢去就去吧。
It's not that if you like it, you can enter into Canaan.
不。
It's not like that.
他说神不是这样给我们安排。
And this is not the plan of God for them.
神给我们安排是说得很清楚。
The plan of God was very clearly explained.
我们全体都要到神面前。
All of us have to go before God.
你怎么知道？
And how do you know?
他们就说了。
And they say,
这是神给我们的律例。
This is the statute given by God to us.
是神要我们这样来跟随的。
And God wants us to follow him this way.
借助这样的跟随来显明一个事实。
It is through this kind of following to express one fact.
显明一个什么事实呢？
And what is this fact that is to be expressed?
比上就很底下就很严肃的来指出那个事实。
And what follows, point out the fact very seriously.
因为你们不认识神是谁。
Because you do not know who God is.
而不知道怎样服在神的权柄底下来跟随主。
You do not know how to submit under God's authority to follow him.
你们是找不到路的。
Then you would not have a way out.
那你们要真的是要跟随上去呢。
If you truly want to follow,
你必须要认定他是主。
You have to confess that he is God.
他的话对你来说是有管理的权柄。
That his word has the authority to rule over you.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们看到神领着他的百姓在寻求他的喜悦的路上面呢，新约也好，旧约也好，原则没有改变。
We see that whether in the Old Testament or New Testament, God has the same way of leading his people to seek after his pleasure.
目的没有改变。
And the purpose has not changed.
要改变是什么呢？
But what has changed?
人对神的态度。
Is the attitude men have
toward God. 人对神的态度准确了。
If the attitude is accurate,
人肯服在神的权柄的底下。
That man is willing to submit under God's authority.
神的挽回、拯救、怜悯，随时随刻，神都可以伸出手来。
That God can stretch out His hand to restore, to deliver, and have mercy upon men.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately.
可惜什么呢
？What's so unfortunate?
你读到八十一篇的时候
，When you read Psalm 81，
你会深深的感觉到神心里头一个很重的叹息。
And you would deeply feel that it's a great sigh in God's heart.
什么叹息呢
？What is this sigh？
弟兄姊妹，你看看就好。
Let's look at it, brothers and sisters.
第八节
，Verse 8，
我的民啊，你当听我。要劝诫你以色列人，甚愿你肯听从我，在你当中不可有别的神，外邦的神你也不可下拜，我是耶和华你的神，曾把你从埃及地领上来。
And we just read from verse 8 to verse 10.
弟兄姊妹，你看到神把整个历史的事情一摆出来的时候，神的心思也就摆了出来了。
And verses you can see when God laid out the entire history, He also laid out His heart.
神为什么要选中你们以色列人
？Why would God choose you, Israelites?
除了你们以色列，地上还有许许多多的民族。
Because apart from you, there are many tribes on earth.
神为什么不选召他们出来呢
？Why would God not elect them?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
不是说神不选召他们。
It's not that God did not want to call them. But the time has not come yet.
按神的做工的方法。
According to the way God works.
他要先得着以色列。
He wants to first gain Israel.
让他们先成了祭司的国度。
And so that they will become the kingdom of priests.
然后就把全万国带回来。
And then they will bring all nations back.
这个我们读出埃及记的时候就已经了解到的神的心思。
And this is the heart of God that we can understand in the book of Exodus.
对以色列人来说，这些话对他们并不是陌生的。
And for the Israelites, these words are not strange to them.
因为神在出埃及的时候一直顺序下来，神多少次把这个心思放在他们的面前。
Because from the time of them leaving Egypt, God has continued to place this in the heart.
让他们非常肯定的一件事，认定唯有耶和华是神。
And that they will be very sure to be convicted that only the Lord Jehovah is God.
在耶和华面前没有别的神。
And before Jehovah, there is no other God.
只有耶和华是神。
Only Jehovah is God.
因此你们就一直要学习这个功课，伏在他的权柄底下。
So that you have to continue to learn this lesson to be submissive under his authority to worship him.
更严肃的一部分是什么？不要给外邦的神有地位。
And what's more serious is that do not give a foothold to the Gentile God.
神说这样你们 一定时刻是蒙恩典得拯救。
Then in this way you will be blessed and to be delivered.
啊，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately.
可惜什么呢
？What is so unfortunate?
弟兄姊妹，从第十节你留意底下的一段话。
And brothers, please take note from verse 10 and on.
我是耶和华你的神，曾把你从埃及地领上来。你要大大张口，我就给你充满。
Verse 10, I, the Lord, am your God who brought you up from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it.
弟兄姊妹，这样的话不简单。
Brothers and sisters, these are not simple words.
我们也必须要很准确，很清楚的把它抓住。
And we need to have a very good and accurate grasp of these words.
追求灵恩的弟兄姊妹们就最喜欢用这一节圣经来做他们追求灵恩的目的。
And those who are after charismatics that they would like to use this verse to explain the goal.
他们会说
And they would say this.
神应许的。
This is promised by God.
你上神大大张口。
If you open up your mouth wide to God.
你上神求什么他都给你。
Whatever you ask of God, God will grant you.
所以他追求灵恩的人常常用这些话来鼓励他们在神面前你想要什么就祷告什么
So the charismatics would encourage others to if you, whatever you want you can just ask God of it
你张口张得越大你得的祝福就越深
The wider you open your mouth the more blessings you will get
那弟兄姊妹们他们忘记了
But brothers and sisters, they have forgotten.
人如果活在神的面前不准确
If man is not living accurately before God,
神给他们的祷告的答应只有一件
There is only one answer to their prayers.
不听，不接受。
God would not accept the prayer.
但是很可惜
But sadly,
这个不接受。
And God not accepting their prayers.
应该不是在神的 那一边
It should not happen on the side of God.
但是你读你再往下读你就不大就留意到
But if you continue to read on, you understand.
十一节
Verse 11.
无奈我的民不听我的声音以色列全不理我
But my people did not listen to my voice and Israel did not obey me.
以色列人对神的响应是这样的一个内容。
And this is the response of the Israelites to a God.
神的，你要我们这样做。
God, you want me to do this.
我就不答应。
I would not accept it.
我们要认定我们以为对的那一些，我们才去跟随。
We have to be sure what we think is right, and then we'll do it.
弟兄姊妹们，刚才我说。你一读到这些话的时候，你没有办法不感觉到神有一个很深的叹息在那里。
And earlier I mentioned, Francis, is that when you read these words, you cannot but to feel there is a deep sighing in God's heart.
从整个的历史来看，神没有一个时刻是停止他对人的体恤和怜悯。
And from the entire history's point of view, God has never stopped showing His mercy and caring toward man.
但是神从人中间接受的回报是什么呢
But what is the response that God received from man?
不理会神
That they ignore God.
不听神
They would not obey Him.
这里说得很清楚
And it's written very clearly here.
我们说这不仅是以色列人当年的问题
And we say that this is not only a problem of the Israelites at that time.
这也是我们常常会落到那个陷阱的问题。
And this is also a trap that we fall into today.
弟兄姊妹们，这的确是一个很严肃的事。
And my sisters, this is truly a very serious matter.
我们不能不留意到。
We cannot but
在我们跟随主的路上，我们条路是怎么样的一条路
？On the way that we follow God, what kind of way is this?
这条路的结果是把我们带到神的面前认识什么
And the end of this path, what are we trying to know about God?
刚才我们一直跟弟兄姊妹提到，认定神是主，这个是非常重要的事。
And earlier I mentioned repeatedly to be convicted that God is the Lord is very important.
你不要说这个是旧约的事情，是神跟以色列人出埃及进迦南的时候所定规的事情，与我们没有关系。
And do not think this is only a matter in the Old Testament. It's God saying to the Israelites from the time when He brought them out to Egypt into Canaan, and has nothing to do with us. We cannot say this.
因为这神提这样的提出来的事情，是包括全时间里头所有出现的人都得要听的。
Because what's mentioned here includes all people of all time. All of us have to listen.
为什么都得要听呢？
Why do we all have to listen?
因为他是主。
Because he is the Lord.
这个是不能更改的事实。
This is an unchangeable fact.
人你想到想起你自己的存在，你就不能忘记神所做的工。
When man thinks of his existence, we cannot forget about the work of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神虽然是带着那么重的一个叹息在那里等候人。
Even though God was waiting for man with such a deep sighing.
但是神没有停止说好了，我不再等候他们了。
But God did not stop and say that I would no longer wait for them.
因为你看下去你就看到了。
Because if you read on, you see this.
你看到什么呢？
What do you see?
第一，就是刚才我提过的。
First is what I mentioned earlier.
你们要大大张口。
Open up.
我来充满你们。
Open your mouth wide and I will fill it.
神就说他又是许许多多的祝福，属天的祝福，来回应他们在神的面前承认他是神。
And God is saying that He will use all kinds of heavenly blessings in response to them confessing that God is the Lord.
神的定义就是这样。
This is God's plan.
你再往下去看呢？
If you continue to read on,
你就看到一件事了。
And you will see one thing.
你要大，刚才提的那个，你要大大张口，我就给你们充满。神说的是什么？
When it says open your mouth wide and I will fill it, what is God referring to?
叫我们大大张口，他就给我们充满。
He tells us to open up our mouth wide and he will fill it.
叫空气充满家里面吗？
Is it to fill it with air?
这个时刻都可以有机会。
And it can happen anytime.
但是神说的不是这件事情。
But God is not talking about this.
神是说的，在他的那一个荣耀的旨意的里头，神的所有要成为人的享用，神说：“你叫大大张口，我就用着这一切来充满在其中。”
God was referring to in His glorious will what God has will become the enjoyment of men. So when you open up your mouth wide, and He will fill it.
很可惜，神说。
But sadly, God says,
无奈我的民不听我的声音。以色列全不理我。
But my people did not listen to my voice, and Israel did not obey me.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神就告诉他们说，
God tells them,
如果你们把心思转过来，
If you turn your heart around,
你听从我，
and to obey me,
你服在我权柄底下，
to submit under my authority,
你承认我是主，
and confess that I'm the Lord,
并且是唯一的主，
and also I'm the only God.
那么一切属天的祝福，用新约的话来讲，就是一切属天的祝福都要归你们所有。
And using the New Testament's words, all the heavenly blessings will become yours.
用旧约的话来讲，
using the words in the Old Testament.
所有属地的好处不会漏掉你们的那一份。
That you will have all the earthly blessings.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
神向人说的话没有打折扣。
And there's no discount in God's words to a man.
他是这样说出来。
This is what he say.
他就按照这样来成全。
Then it's according to his words, he will fulfill them.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
前几天一对弟兄姊妹们到我家来看我。
A few days ago, a couple of brothers and sisters visited me at my home.
他就说起他们一些的经历。
And they told me about some of their experiences.
他们觉得以前我们觉得信主就是信主嘛。
And they felt that before, when we say we believe in the Lord, we believe in the Lord.
礼拜天我来聚会就是来聚会。
And Sunday, when we come together, we gather.
聚会完了我们又走，就回家去了。
And after the meeting, we'll go home.
在其他的时间，完全用来处理自己的事。
And the rest of the time, they would use it to take care of their own things.
只是在道理上在知识上知道我跟神中间是有点关系。
It is only in doctrine or in the truth or in God's words, in knowledge.
没有感觉神和人中间有一个非常亲切的关系。
So they
血肉相连的关系。
They know in knowledge that they have a relationship with God, but in terms of reality, they didn't feel that they have an intimate relationship with God.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
前一段日子，他们遭遇到一些好大的难处。
And some time ago, they encountered some great difficulties.
那当然，他现在就懂神伸手出来。是要把他们带回到神的光中，叫他懂得享用神和他，他和神是没有分隔的。
And now they understand it was God stretching out His hand to bring them back and to let them see that there is no hindrances, no barrier between them and God.
但是为什么人的天然里头？就是有这么一个东西。
But why is that in man's nature there is this thing?
不是神的话，我们毫无保留的可以接受。
And it's not that we can accept God's word without reservation.
如果说是神的话，我们怎么样都不接受。
If it's not God's word, we can accept it without reservation. But if it's God's word, that we cannot accept it without reservation.
我们不知道这是什么。原因
We don't know what the reason is.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
如果我们还记得在前面，人心里头在那里疑惑，神离弃了我了，神忘记了我了，神不管我了。
And we remember what's mentioned before is man thinking that God has forsaken us, that God has forgotten us.
我们要把这个话翻转过来。
We have to turn these words around.
是你不要神
It is you who don't want God. You forget about God.
你不承认神
That you would not acknowledge God.
造成你和神中间有个很大的间隔
And it creates a big barrier between you and God.
因此你就享用不到神跟你那个关系有什么那么密切
So that's why you cannot enjoy the intimacy of the relationship between you and God.
但是感谢主
But we thank the Lord.
主没有保留的把我们的本相都牵出来。
That God has completely laid out our nature without reservation.
让我们真知道我们在神的面前所短缺的是什么。
So that we truly know what we lack of in before God.
造成我们不能活在神所应许的大大张口的那一个祝福里的原因在哪里
And that we can understand the reason why we cannot receive this promise of God when he said to open up your mouth wide and now
we are 感谢主
We thank the Lord
因为当我们一看见神把整个属灵的光景给我们解开的时候
And when we see that God explained the entire spiritual condition to us,
我们看到我们自己的愚昧，
we see our own foolishness.
我们看到我们在神面前落后的那种光景，
and we see how we fall behind in terms of following God.
但神说，
but God says,
如果我们回转，
if we return,
肯听神的话，
that willing to obey Him,
神必定叫我们长久永存在他属天的祝福里。
That God would cause us to be maintained in His spiritual blessing.
然后弟兄姊妹们，我们就要来注意了。
And then brothers and sisters, take note.
为什么谁有那么大的宽容？
And who has such forbearance?
为什么谁是那么的大方？
And why is God so generous?
你转上的归上他，他就没有保留的把他的所有给你充满。
And when you return to Him, that He would fill you without reservation.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为神在那里又指出一个很具体的事实。
Because God has pointed out another very concrete fact.
那就是83篇了。
Which is in Psalm 83.
83篇，弟兄姊妹又好好的读清楚这一篇。
And verses, we need to read this psalm very carefully.
不然的话呢，有一些话又是会把我们带乱了。
Otherwise, some of the words will confuse us.
82篇，接上来就说到，神说出他是谁。
Psalm 82 tells of who God is.
他要和地上所有有权力的人来比较的时候，谁靠得住？
Compared to all those who have authorities on earth, who is more dependable?
在我们平常一般人的时候，我们觉得，我们如果有难处，有人的帮助，那是最好的。
In general, when we encounter difficulties, we feel that it would be good to have man's help.
但是人是不是真的可靠呢？
But a man truly dependable?
这个是另外一回事。
That's another topic.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主打开他自己的时候，
when the Lord opens himself up,
他让人很清楚地看见，
He lets men see very clearly.
他是乐意施恩给神的人。
He is He is a God who is very willing to give mercy to men.
你要去寻求他。
When you seek after
him, 他永远不会把坏事给你。
He will never give you something bad.
你要记得福音书里面所说的。
And brothers, you remember what's mentioned in the Gospels.
你要向他求鱼。
If you want to ask him of a fish.
他不会把一条蛇给你。
He would not give you a snake.
这是什么？
What does that mean?
这个是真正为父的心。
This is truly a heart of a father.
他会看到你的事跟他是连接在一起的。
He sees that your matters is connected to him.
但是人常常有个错觉。
But man often has this misconception.
以为神不可靠。
They think that God is not dependable.
可靠的是人。
Who's the person who's dependable is a man.
如果你有难处，你去找人来给你解决，帮帮忙。
If you have any problems, you seek out a man to help you.
全世界都很流行的一件事。
And something that's very popular in the world.
什么事呢？
Is what is that?
送红包啊。
And that you would give some money.
只要你肯送红包。
As long as you are willing to give some money.
什么难处都解决。
All kinds of problems will be solved.
真的吗？
Is it true?
恐怕不是真的。
I'm afraid that is not the case.
不过是，可能有部分的人是真的。
Maybe for some people it's true.
但是那是真的不并不可靠。
But that's not truly dependable.
因为他收了你的红包。
Because after they accept your money.
不等于他就有那一个绝对的权利可以答应。你的红包。
And doesn't mean that they have the authority to do what you want.
所以82篇一开头就把人中间的那一种愚昧无知摆了出来。
So in Psalm 82, man's foolishness and ignorance are laid out.
第一节你注意。
Take note of verse 1.
神站在有权力者的会中，在诸神中神审判说，你们审判不凭公义，像熏恶人，恶人的情面要到几时呢？
Verse 1 and 2. God takes his stand in his own congregation. He judges in the midst of rulers. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked?
上面就说到，那是真正需要你帮助的人，你们要去帮助他。
And then it goes on to say, those who really need your help, you did not help them.
那些是有难处，但是那个难处是他们自己造业来的。
And they,
你们却去给，却去给他凑热闹。
Those who have problems, they brought forth the problems themselves, and you are there to help them.
但是神说了一句很清楚的话。
But God said something very clearly.
在哪里说呢？
Where does he say it?
他站在在地上有权力的人。
That he's standing amongst the congregation of those who have power.
在哪里说出这样的话？
Where are these words?
他说在诸神中行审判，你们的审判不凭公义。
He says he judges in the midst of the rulers or gods, and then you judge unjustly.
审恶人的情面要到几时呢？
And how long will you show partiality to the wicked?
神把一个非常现实的问题摆在那里。
The God has laid out this very real fact.
你是有权柄。
That you have the authority.
但是你没有正规的用你的权柄。
But you are not using your authority correctly.
反倒用你的权柄去做了许多不合宜的事。
But you use your authority to do things that are not appropriate.
如果弟兄姊妹是留意新闻的话
，versus if you pay attention to the news,
你留意到最近就差不多一年多两年
，and you
中国里边所发生的大人事变动。
And if you take note of what's been happening in the past year or two in China, you see there are a lot of changes in terms of people.
你起初你会想，还有爬到那么高，他爬到那个，如果是军人来说，就爬到上将，那没有谁比他再高了。
And then if they were in the military, they have climbed to a very high rank and that nobody else is higher than them.
事情一抖出来，都不见了人。
But when the matter is uncovered, then these people disappeared.
这个人天然里面的事情就是这样。
And this is what happens in human nature.
所以神在这里就说你们在地上有权力的人，你们只是会用自己的权力去做不正常的事，不公义的事。
So that's why God said here, those rulers on earth, they will only use authority to do something unjust.
真正公义的事情，你们倒没有很明显的去跟随。
But you do not follow things that are of righteousness.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
就引出了神说了一个事实。
It brings forth a fact that is mentioned by God.
这一个也是我们读进去的时候要好好的来弄清楚的。
And this is something we have to be very clear when we read about it.
什么事呢？
And what is this?
是第六节。
It's verse 6.
神指着这些人说话。
That God say these things pointing at these people.
你如果不太清楚，你就以为神对他们说这些话是很有内容。
And if you're not clear, and you might misunderstand these words by God.
但是神的话一解开。
But when God's words are revealed,
你就看到神说了一个，又是叫神的叹息很深的话。
That God has said something that caused his heart to be grieved greatly.
在地上有权力的人以为他是 什么事情都可以做。
Those who have authorities on earth feel that they can do anything.
他们觉得，因为我有权力，我是最大。
They feel that they have authority, so they are the greatest.
但神在这里说出一件历史的事实。
But here God talks about something in history.
很有意思的。
Very interesting.
弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Brothers, take note.
从第五节开始你看看
beginning from verse 5,
你们人不知道也不明白在黑暗中走来走去地的根基都摇动了这是说到人的一方面
It talks about they do not know nor do they understand walking about in darkness and all the foundations of the earth are shaken It's talking about the man
那他们所做的摆出来的时候好像地动天摇的那样子。
And what they do as they are laid out, it seems like the earth, even the earth are shaken.
那他们是不是真的有权利呢?
Is it true that they truly have authority?
他们是不是站在那个位置站在最对的 那里呢?
Are they standing in the position that is most right?
神没有正面做这个事情。
And God did not talk about this.
没说清楚是。说的这个事情
God did not talk about this very clearly
神是说出了一个历史的事实
But God is talking about something in history
这个历史的事实就和这一些事情有非常的关系
And this historical fact has a lot of connection with this
不过我们中文圣经的翻译很容易给我们踏入一个陷阱
But the Chinese translation would easily lead people into a trap.
第六节
Verse 6.
你留意神说，我曾说。
Take note what God said. He says, I said.
我曾说。
I said.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意到，你就知道这是什么了。
If you pay attention, brothers and sisters, then you know what it is.
神不是现在说。
It's not that God is saying it now.
也不是将来说。
It's not going to say it in the future.
我曾说。
But I have said it before.
神从前说的。
It's before God has said this.
说什么?
What did he say?
那事情好大。
And this is a great matter.
你们是神。
You are God.
还不止这样。
And not only this.
你还再留意。
And let's continue to read on.
都是至高者的。儿子
And all of you are sons of the Most High.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
你看这两句话指着谁来说的
Who are these words referring to?
是指着那些在地上有权力的人而不活在公义里的那样的人来说的。
And they are speaking of those who have authority on earth, but they are not judging.
但是问题就是这些话的内容究竟是指着什么来说
But what is the content of these words referring to?
这些内容怎么可以用在这些人的身上严格说起来用在每一个人的身上
How does the content of these words apply to these men or strictly speaking apply to everyone?
神说我曾说
God said
说什么
What did he say?
说你们都是神的种子
You are all the sons of God.
哎呦，这个事情好大了。
This is a great matter.
我们都是神的种子。
We are sons of God.
都是神，都是至高者的众儿子。
That we are the sons of the Most High.
弟兄姊妹，一直我一面是要指出是。神说出这一批人不是少数人是他也没有说是多少人但是就是说多数的众人许多人
So these words of God is talking about not just a few people but it's referring to many sons
多少人我不管我们要管是神说了什么
We don't have to pay attention to how many people we have to pay attention to what God has said
神说我曾说
God said that I said,
你们是你们是神
You are gods.
都是至高者的 儿子。
And all of you are sons of the Most High.
弟兄姊妹，这说什么
？But this is what does that mean?
究竟指着什么说了
？What is it referring to?
第一，你们是神。
First, you are God.
第二
，Second，
都是至高者的儿子， are, 至高者的儿子。
You are the sons of the Most High.
什么意思
？What does that mean?
如果神说你是神，那我们今天就说了，那我们是不是神？
And if God said to them that you are gods, and then we might ask today, are we gods also?
你说我们当然是神了。
And you might say that, of course we are gods.
因为神说我们是神。
Because God said that we are gods.
弟兄姊妹们，这就迷糊了。
Then that's confusing.
但再加上底下的解释。
And also with the explanation that comes after.
都是至高者的中文这里就是儿子，但是你要照原来的那个意思来说的话呢，都是至高者的众孩儿。
And here it says, all of you are sons of the Most High. The original text says that we are all children of the Most High.
说什么？
What is it saying?
你不但是神。
Not only are you God,
也是至高者的众子里头的一个。
You are also one of the sons of the Most High.
不把我们弄得迷糊到一塌糊涂的，就算很好。
And it would be good that it's not totally confusing to us.
那弟兄姊妹，如果圣灵把我们的心思做推动一下。
But brothers and sisters, if the Holy Spirit gives us a nudge in our hearts,
神在这里是让祷告的人说出神过去做的事情的历史。
And you understand, God is talking about the prayer of people to mention about what He has done in the past.
那个历史是什么
？What is this history?
创世纪第一章。
Is the first chapter of
Genesis. 这样弟兄姊妹你就很就懂了。
Then brothers and sisters, you understand.
神曾说。
God
神的确是这样说过。
God has said this actually.
你们是神。
You are gods.
为什么
？Why?
因为你们被造是为了彰显神。
Because your creation is to manifest God.
如果你们不能彰显神，你怎么是神？
If you cannot manifest God, how can you be God?
你要彰显神，就必须你自己是神。
In order to manifest God, that you have to be God yourself.
再说
，Also，
当神造人的时候，
when God,
不竟是说到啊、要彰显神的荣耀。
When God created man, not only did He mention that man has to manifest God's glory.
同时也说出，神把治理万有的权柄。也交托给你。
And also, God has entrusted the authority to rule over all things to men.
这些话神都说过。
That God has said all these things.
如果人按照神的旨意跟随的准确的话，这些都要成为事实。
If men follow God's will accurately and to follow Him, these would all become facts.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
如果我们留意到神从前这样说过，我们就可以向神说：“神啊，你现在怎么不叫我们显出我们是神，显出我们是至高者的儿子？”
And if we say that God, you have said this before, then why are you now not letting us be God and to manifest that we are the sons of the Most High?
问题就出在人的堕落。
And the issue comes in the fall of man.
人的堕落把神的地位推走了。
The fall of man pushes away God's position.
把神的权柄翻过来了。
And they turn God's authority around.
那么因此神在这里就说出一个很严肃的事实。
And that's why God mentions about something very serious.
按照神的定义。
According to God's will,
你们都是很荣耀、很尊贵的。
You're all very glorious and honorable.
因为你们本身从泥土出来的人，现在成了神。
Because you who were from dust now become God.
啊，你们从泥土里头，给造出来的，却成了那一个至高者的儿子。
And you who were created from earth now you become sons of the Most High.
这个事实没有错。
And these are the facts. That's not wrong.
但是这个事实给打乱了。
But the facts has been confused.
人的堕落打乱了这个事实。
The fall of man has disrupted
this fact. 从原来那么尊贵荣耀的地位，堕落到一个地步，然而你们都要死。
From this original position that we being so honorable and glorious to a point that we have to die.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们把上上的话连接起来看的时候，非常矛盾的。
If we connect all these words, they
seem very conflicting. 如果你真是神的话，你不会死。
If you're truly God, then you would not die.
啊，如果你真实的神的种子的话，你不会像地上那些有权柄的人，他们都死。
And if you truly sons of the Most High, you would not be like those rulers of earth that they will all die.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹都知道了。
Brothers, we all know.
吃了分别善恶树上的果子所造来的结果就是，你们吃的日子一定死。
The result of eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is that the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
这个地位上的改变。
The change in the position.
这一个事实上的改变。
And the change of the facts.
不是谁没有叫你做儿子。
It's not that God did not cause you to be sons.
但是那是过去神造人的时候的事。
But that was in the past when God created man.
但是现在一个你们不肯接受神是你的主。
But now because you would not accept God as your Lord.
你要凭着自己的所有来代替主。
And you want to use what you have to take the place of God.
所以你只好经过一段日子，你们就死掉。
So that's why after some years you have to die.
像其他在地上非常有权力的人都是一样。
And just like the others who have authority on earth.
换一句话来说。
In other words.
只要你是亚当的后代。
As long as you are the descendants of Adam,
你都不过是一个活着的死人。
You are only a living dead.
那你有什么权利呢？一说到这一件事。
Then when we mention about this, what kind of
有什么可夸的
rights do you have, and what can you boast of?
没有什么可夸的。
There's nothing you can boast of.
我们实在需要主给我们留意到，我们能维持谁给我们。在他心思里头的那个事实和那个定规。
And we need God's mercy to cause us to see that we can be maintained in God's heart and the position in His heart.
那我们必须认定一件事。
And we have to be sure one thing.
只有承认耶和华是神。
Only that we need to confess that the Lord Jehovah is God.
只有乐意服在神的权柄底下。
And only if we are willing to be submissive under His authority.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
那么所以，我们留意到这样的一件事的时候。
As we see this matter.
你就看到了。
Then you'll see.
第八节，哦哟，这句话很有意思。
In verse 8, these words are very meaningful.
神啊，求你起来审判世界。
Arise, O God, judge the earth.
因为你要得万邦为业。
For it is you who possesses all the nations.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers, take note.
上面就一直说到人的权柄。
Earlier, it continues to mention about man's authority.
最末了就说到神的权柄。
At the end, it mentioned about the authority of God.
上面人的权柄所带给人的是不公不义，直到死亡。
Earlier, it mentions about man's authority only brings about injustice until death.
底下说到神自己的地位的时候，
Here, when it mentions about God's position,
非常清楚的指出，
Very clearly, it points out
他是万有的主，
that he is the Lord of all.
他要起来审判世界，
He will arise and judge the earth.
并且得着万邦为产业，
and also to possess all the nations.
这是说什么？
What does that all mean?
那弟兄姊妹，我们读旧约的时候，常常发觉一个 难处。
And brothers, we will find it difficult when we read the Old Testament.
本来说国度的事情应该是在旧约里边多点说的。
And when we mention about the kingdom, it should have been mentioned more in the Old Testament.
但是在旧约里头说国度的事情并不太多，但是提出国度的问题呢，是在旧约。
But in the Old Testament, there's not many places that mention about the kingdom.
那是感谢神。
But we thank God.
不是旧约的里头不提国度。
It's not that the kingdom is not mentioned in the Old Testament.
而是在旧约的时候，旧约的人不配谈国度。
But it's in the time of the Old Testament, the people at that time did not deserve to mention about the kingdom. And you might ask, is kingdom that important?
当然我们可以说从神的计划来说国度是很重要。
But of course, in God's plan, kingdom is very important.
但重要的地方在哪里呢？
But why is it so important?
不是在那个国度的时候人间太平彼此人与人的相交没有难处，大家都是都是什么？都是安居乐业。
And it's not that because during the kingdom there's peace all over and no problem among men.
国度的那个实际。
But the reality of the kingdom
是神。要审判世界
It's that God would judge the earth.
因为神要得着万邦
Because God is to possess all the nations as his inheritance.
我们感谢我们的主
We thank our Lord.
那说到这样的事情的时候
As we mentioned about these things.
就带出第83篇
They bring forth Psalm 83.
写诗歌的人里头对神的解开有反应
The psalmist has a response to God when God opens himself up.
神啊，既然你说你是我们的拯救，你没有忘记我们。
God, since you said that you are our deliverance, that you have not forgotten about us.
现在求神你不要静默，你也不要闭口，也不要不作声。
Now we ask that God do not remain quiet, do not be silent, and do not be still.
因为你的仇敌宣扬，恨你的抬起头来，他们图谋奸诈，要害你的百姓，彼此相议，要害你所隐藏的人。他们说：“来吧，我们将他们歼灭，使他们不再成国。”使以色列的名不再被人纪念。
Yeah, we just read verse 2 to verse 4.
底下还有一些话。
And there are more words
但是光是这么一点点我们就知道了。
But just by these words, we will know.
知道什么？
What will we know?
上面所提到的。
Was mentioned earlier.
神允许难处发生在我们身上。
That God allows for difficulties to happen in us.
乃是为要借着各种各样的难处把我们带回到神的目的和心思里。
It is through all kinds of difficulties to bring us back to God's purpose and His heart.
领我们回到神的面前，做一个乐意侍奉神、服侍主的人。
And to bring us back to God to be someone who is willing to serve Him.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以我们从83篇，你看到神的那一个安排的时候，你就知道了。83篇最末了的那一个意思是什么
So in Psalm 83 when we see God's plan then we will see what's God's ultimate purpose
使他们知道唯独你名为耶和华的是全地以上的至高者
That they may know that you alone whose name is the Lord are the most high over all the earth
那不就是单单的高举主吗
Isn't itExalting the Lord so.
那不是单单的叫我们在那里传扬主吗
Isn't it to spread the name of the Lord?
我们感谢神
We thank God.
在这里给我们一个非常明确的答案
Here it gives us a very clear answer.
我们接受神做我们的神 不是接受一个宗教的事实。
That we accept God as our God is not something religious.
我们是接受一个万有的主。
We are accepting the Lord of all.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
亚撒的诗歌到这里又告一个段落。
And this is an end of the Psalm of Asaph.
你留意到，神在亚撒的所交通出来的那个诗篇也好，祷告也好，他一直是把我们带回到神自己的面前，做一个服在神权柄里边的人。
In the Psalms or the prayers of Asaph, they continue to cause us to bring us back to be someone who submissive under God's authority.
来让神完成他在创世以前所定规的旨意。
And to let God accomplish His will that was established before the foundation of the world.
上礼拜回来，我们要读另外一个，在第三篇里头，另外一个写诗歌的人。
And next week when we come back, we'll read another psalmist in book three.
他的背景和他所发表的感觉。
His background and the feeling that he expressed.
是把我们带进神的那一个荣耀的丰富里的指望中。
And he's to bring us into this hope of God's glorious abundance.
我先说这样说。
And let me first put it this way.
在亚撒的诗里边，他一直给我们看见我们在神面前的缺陷，造成许许多多属灵的难处。
In the Psalms of Asaph, he let us see that our shortcomings causes all kinds of spiritual problems.
不但是我们，即使人要承受那个难处所带来的结果。
And not only we are to take up the result of this problem.
并且叫神的名字也受了亏损。
But also we bring shame to God's name.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
这个好像是一个神给人一个悔改的路。彻底确实的，你怎么走
？It seems like God is making it very clear of this path of repentance.
现在到了第二个部分。
Now, when it comes to the second part,
那是亚拉的后裔，可拉的后裔出来交通他的属灵的感觉。
Now is the sons of Korah expressing the spiritual feelings.
这个就把我们带到神要定义作成在我们身上的那个荣耀的旨意。
This tells us that God's will of what He wants to accomplish in us, this glorious will.
和他对万有的那一个定规。
And His plan for all things.
我先提给弟兄姐妹们，你稍微下次回来，我们只是预备84篇就够了。
And so I'll mention this to brothers and sisters first, and next time we will only share on Psalm 84.
我想弟兄姊妹们，我说要提醒弟兄姊妹的是什么呢？84篇，你不要只是读到你今天该做什么。
And like to remember, sisters, when you read Psalm 84, do not just focus on what you ought to do today.
在八十四篇，你要读到新天新地出现的。那一个万有都在那里俯伏敬拜神，高举神的名到永远。
And you have to read it in a way that in the new heaven and new earth, when it appears, all creations will worship God.
用这么你抓到了这样的一个方向，你是这样去留意八十四篇。
And brothers and sisters, you should take this direction to read Psalm 84.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
我们越我是越来越感觉得到，整本的诗篇真的是把神的永远的计划的发表执行的过程，怎么达到那个结局，一层一层给我们摆开。
And the more I read the Psalms, the more I feel that the Psalms truly express the eternal will of God, the process and the end of it.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
叫我们真实能读进神的心思里。
That we can truly read into God's heart.
我们就更好的跟随主。
Then we can follow the Lord better.
直到主的心意完全的成就。
Until the Lord's will is completely accomplished.
啊，我们有点祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我但愿你借着圣灵的运行和光照，把我们带到你的面光的底下。
Lord, may you use the enlightenment and the guidance of the Holy Spirit to bring us back to your countenance.
叫属地上的一切黑暗的权势都不能在那里骚扰我们。
So that all the authorities on earth, the power of darkness cannot disturb us.
不管他又在我们身上夺去你的地位，或者是说他在我们的心思了里要兴起，要叫我们怀疑你的那种想法。
Whether it wants to take your place or to cause some doubt in our hearts about you.
感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
仇敌做各种各样的事情都没有任何的果效。
That all kinds of things are done by the enemy would not have any effect.
因为基督复活的生命把神的旨意摆得那么清楚。
Because the resurrected life of Christ has laid out so clearly the will of God.
也给我们看见主的路怎么走过，跟随主的人按照主的脚中来往前走，一定没有错。
And to let us see how the Lord has walked his path and those who follow him, following his footsteps will not go astray.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
你给我们各种各样的恩典。
You have given us all kinds of grace.
你更把自己作为我们到神面前去的路。
And you also laid yourself down as the way for us to go before God.
又作为真理的事实来坚固我们。
And using the truth to sustain us to follow you.
更感谢主的是你做了我们的生命，叫我们能活在神喜悦的光景里。
And we thank you even more, Lord, that you have become our life, that we can live seeking God's pleasure.
我们不住的要说荣耀称颂感谢爱戴都归给你。
We continue to say that glory and honor and praises and love all be yours.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to you and pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.